Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Well, recently I've had several calls about elevated blood triglyceride levels. Now that's a mouthful, isn't it? Blood triglyceride levels refer to a type of fat in your bloodstream. It's kind of similar to cholesterol, but yet it's a different type of fat. And it's actually not unusual during this time of year between Thanksgiving and New Year's to see triglycerides scoot up because they're very much influenced by a gain in weight, a decline in activity, and a fatty kind of rich diet. And all of those happen over the holiday season, right? So here are some tips for either getting your triglyceride levels down or keeping them great if they're already under 150 milligrams per deciliter, and that's the reading that it should be under. And by the way, triglyceride levels are linked to increased stroke risk, so that is why we want them in very good control. So some tips through this holiday season to keep your triglyceride levels in tip-top shape. First of all, you got to watch the fats. Too much of any kind of fat, even the healthy fats, will be converted into triglycerides by your liver. So overall, you want to have some lower fat choices when you can. So for example, if you are a milk drinker, the lower fat you can go, the better. So from whole to 2% to 1% to skim, every step down is to your benefit. Same thing with cheeses. They're very high fat. But if you can get get used to 2% cheeses versus whole milk, you've saved some fat, and down to skim milk if you can. The skim milk cheeses, of course, are better used cold on a salad or in a sandwich rather than to cook with them. For those, you need really some cheeses that have a little bit of fat in them. And then there are very healthy fats. We know that. We hear about it. I talk about it. Olive oil, canola, peanut oil, safflower oils, nuts and nut butters, but they're still fat. So when you use them lightly. If you're making a peanut butter sandwich, which is great for you, have a thin layer of peanut butter, not a thick layer. When you're going to saute something, maybe coat your pan first with Pam and then use a little bit of olive oil for flavoring, but not a whole big layer of oil, because oil is fat and fat is what raises your triglycerides. If you're prone to that, not everybody is. Second reminder here for your triglycerides. So one is the fat. Second is go easy on the foods that are high in carbohydrate. And the reason is this. If you eat either a lot of carbohydrate at one time or you eat the carbohydrate foods that quickly turn into blood sugar, like sweets, desserts, sugar, and candy, these carbohydrate foods will spike your blood sugars. And that extra blood sugar in your bloodstream will be converted into triglycerides by your liver. So even though triglycerides are a fat, they can be made from sugar. And that's something that kind of throws people off. They don't realize that their carbohydrate intake, that big platter of pasta, that big serving of macaroni and cheese or rice or potatoes, if it's more than your body needs, your liver can take that extra calories and those extra calories and energy and convert it into triglycerides. So be moderate with carbohydrates. You're eating almost as though you have diabetes. That is moderate amount of carb, to have a gradual gentle rise in your glucose, no extra circulating glucose or blood sugar for your liver to take and make into triglycerides. I'm hoping that makes sense to you. So moderate carbs is what I'm suggesting. Okay, a couple other tips here for keeping those triglycerides down. Include fish often. Those omega-3 fatty acids can actually help the liver make fewer triglycerides. So the more fish, the better. Tuna salad sandwiches, salmon cakes, fish in the evening time, any way you can do it. Sushi with fish in it. And then lose weight. If you have a little bit of extra weight, that is definitely connected to your triglyceride levels. So, I mean, that's a challenge during the holidays, but if you can lose a little weight, great. Walking every day or some form of exercise helps the liver reduce its production of triglycerides, and it helps you burn up triglycerides. So we know people who put in a 20, 30-minute walk every day, they have high triglycerides. Those triglycerides will come down. And if you have diabetes and it is not in good control and your blood sugar levels are running high all the time, your liver is going to have a field day because it's going to take that extra sugar and it's going to convert it into triglycerides. So most people with diabetes who have diabetes out of control and are running high glucose levels, they also have high triglycerides. So a reminder, high triglycerides are not good. They're very destructive to your body. It puts you at risk for having a stroke or heart attack. So they're hard on your vascular system. There are drugs that can lower your triglycerides, but your doctor will probably ask you first to make some changes in your diet, to lose weight if you need to, and to get in a daily walk or have a little physical activity. So that's it for today about triglycerides. Just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red, from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly.